actors, like any artists or professionals, often grapple with various fears as they pursue their craft. Let's reveal some common fears actors may face on this episode of Casting Actors Cast.
It's time for another episode of Casting Actors Cast, insights for actors from a casting director. Here he is, your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. How are you? Hope you're having a good day. I'm a casting partner with McCorkle Casting in New York, welcoming you to yet another episode of Casting Actors Cast. This is that moment of the podcast where I just simply get to say, thank you so much for tuning in. It's really cool having you on board. We've been doing these podcasts for, gosh, I think that's close to 5 years now. Pretty amazing, right? And this is the place for actors to get all kinds of new information about what's happening in the industry, audition tips, and just some, I don't know, some topics that you might find valuable and interesting. At least I hope so. Please do yourself a favor, if you would, go to the website, Casting Actors Cast, all one word, .com. That's castingactorscast.com. You can fill in a form right on the landing page that says, dive into the talent pool. Yeah. And if you do that, it opens up some freebies for you. Absolutely free of charge is a book on doing voiceover work called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. Additionally, there's a video. The video is called Casting Secrets, What They Don't Tell You. That's all just my gift to you, just for tuning in and checking us out. We're over 110,000 downloads of the podcast right now, and I could not be more grateful. A shout out to my good friends at Actors Connection. Another shout out to all of those wonderful students I've had the opportunity to see during showcase season here in New York. I look forward to having more interactions with you as time goes on. And also, I just wanted to alert you all to this amazing course brought to you by Creative Coaching Partners. It's called The Art of the Audition. It's a course that I put together with the help of these producers that are putting together a variety of really interesting courses on the profession. So all you need to do is go to the website, Casting Actors Cast. You can click on the link right there on the landing page and find out more about the art of the audition. I think I just did everything I was supposed to do. Let's begin talking a little bit about this, but the fears that I hear expressed by several actors that I've worked with recently, both in workshops and in school training programs, it's been amazing to me to hear these fears, and they're repeated quite often. And so I thought this would be a great time to really just talk about some of these fears. And in some cases, I'm not going to be offering solutions to these fears, right? Because fears, to me, when I hear the word fear, it really is an acronym. The acronym for me, when I hear fear, is false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. So as we talk about some of these fears that actors face, I think it might be of value to keep that in mind, that pretty much this could be considered not real. But on the other hand, if it feels real, then it's important. And if it's important, it's something that needs to be addressed, which is why I think we're just going to have a conversation about it today. Of all the fears I think actors have, I have to say rejection is pretty much at the top of the list. Because auditioning and auditions are a significant part of the actor's life, and facing rejection, you know what? That can be tough. Fear of not being chosen for roles or feeling like you're not good enough, that can be quite daunting. And so the way that I would suggest you look at that fear of rejection is to flip the script for yourself just a little bit. For example, instead of feeling like as an actor you are selling yourself, put yourself as a buyer. You are unique, and your uniqueness is what you can bring to every role that you're auditioning for. And whether or not the producer, the director, the casting director, whether or not they are buying it, is up to them. But what you are not doing is selling. What you are doing is simply showing us how you're going to play the part. So think about being a buyer, not a seller. Also, the fear of rejection is pervasive, not only in auditions, but can be thrown about quite frequently in almost every aspect of what it is to be an actor. So it's important that you identify those issues when you are confronted by them, I think. Okay, let's move on from there. What do actors fear? Instability. See, acting careers can be, well, unpredictable, with periods of intense work followed by lulls. Now, many actors fear the uncertainty of not knowing when their next job will come or if they can sustain themselves financially. And that becomes a huge burden for some actors. It becomes kind of a slippery slope that after the close of every show, wondering where my next job is coming from is very, very common. But indulging that fear to the point where you are hurting yourself emotionally about the fear of not being able to sustain yourself, it really is incumbent upon you to find those things that you can do to help pull you out of those emotional places. Like, for example, making sure you find a really decent part-time job where at least you have some money coming in. Or if you are interested in, and you know what? I've just decided just now at this moment that I'm going to do an episode on survival jobs that actors have, because I think that there's really great value in figuring out what might be the best job for you in between jobs. I can tell you, for example, one job that I did in between acting jobs when I was acting, I loved to paint apartments. I did. I and especially because there's a lot of really unattractive apartments out there. But when I was able to do it, and there were many, many people who wanted my services because I was really good at it, that I would literally buy the paint and bring my drop cloths and my rollers and my brushes, and I would go through each room of, you know, pretty much sometimes well-known people. And it was really a great way for me to get some physical exercise, but it was also great to have something to focus and concentrate on other than the lack of work I was experiencing at any given moment. Now, I'm not saying that that's something that you should do. I'm just saying that that for me was a really, in my mind anyway, smart and satisfying way to use my time. Just the physical exertion, because, you know, it's hard. It's not really easy work. There's detail involved, and there is there's a craft to doing it really, really well. Okay, that's enough about me. What do you do to sustain yourself financially? Rather than worrying about where your next job is coming from, finding an action to take seems to make good sense. Moving on from there, criticism. Actors absolutely fear criticism. They put themselves in vulnerable positions. Think about it. They open themselves up to criticism from directors, from casting directors, from critics, from audiences. See, it's true that fear of harsh judgment, or let's just say negative reviews, can be a significant concern. How do you overcome that? Well, I know many, many actors that refuse to read reviews. Now, listen, I don't think I could do that. In fact, I didn't do that. I was one of those persons who really needed, in almost desperate way, to get some kind of gratification from what others thought of my work. When it was negative, it was extremely hurtful. When it was positive, I was just simply deserving. So you can see how the need for that kind of feedback can also be kind of a slippery slope. So that's a fear that needs to be dealt with and addressed. Could you decide not to read any reviews? Could you decide that the work that you perform is something that you can feel gratified in without needing any kind of feedback? Or is the fear of criticism just as powerful as the criticism itself? Something to think about. Moving on from there, typecasting. Some actors fear being pigeonholed into certain types of roles and not able to break out of them. Now, this fear stems from wanting to showcase versatility and range as performers. And sometimes that doesn't happen when, let's say, you might have an agent or a manager that is constantly setting you up for the cop, the lawyer, the nurse, the doctor, whatever. And the fear of that can sometimes really be depressing. Not really acknowledging all your technique as an actor by only providing or offering or submitting you for roles that are very specific in nature. Now, you've heard me before talk about, I don't like the word typecasting, and I just used it. But I used it in the context of how that fear can generate those negative emotional connections. And so the reason I don't like the word typecasting is that is a label that others put on you. I prefer to think of it as your brand. What is your brand? You see, that's something you have control over. How you want to be perceived by others is something you have control over. I know this might just be kind of a semantic badminton here, but in truth, when we put too much power into the hands of others, we relinquish some of our ability to control the environment. Having control over how you want to be perceived by others, in my opinion, is just a healthy perspective to have when it comes to fear of being pigeonholed. Let's move on from there. A lot of fear comes from comparison. In an industry where competition is fierce and actors may fear being compared unfavorably to their peers or feeling inadequate compared to more successful actors, that can be very challenging for a lot of actors. It's hard sometimes, especially for, let's just talk about this, if two actors are in a relationship with each other, boy, that can be really hard, right? Because the comparison is my significant other doing better than I am? And what if they are? What does that do for you? What does that do for your self-esteem? And the fear of that kind of competitive thinking is enough to really keep people from having meaningful relationships, I think, many times. Or relationships that end up splitting or divorce or, you know, fill in the blank. And so using comparison is just not a healthy place. I can tell you firsthand. But the reason I can tell you that is not only my own experience, but I can literally see how you invest in what others are doing and what others are feeling. And that sense of competition almost always, invariably, leads to you feeling less than. And you don't need to feel less than. You are enough. And it's hard to remember that sometimes, but I encourage you to find ways in which you can say positive, reinforcing, creative things to keep yourself from comparing what you're doing to what others are doing. Okay, let's move on from there. Performance anxiety. The pressure to deliver compelling performances. Boy, that can really lead to anxiety. Now, actors may fear forgetting their lines. They may fear making mistakes on stage or on camera, or, I don't know, not meeting the expectations of directors and fellow cast members. It's really hard to balance that in a way that is healthy and has a positive outcome. And so we really need to address it when it rears its ugly head. It's really, for me, it's just something that has happened all the time. Forgetting lines, for example, can be one of those things that we are disappointing others because we are not necessarily as prepared as we think we should be. That's tough. Not meeting the expectations of directors and fellow cast members is a very lonely place to be. I think there is a solution, and the solution is to acknowledge that that's what you're feeling. It's only when you can acknowledge that, in my view, can you then move away from it. All right, let's move on from there. Balancing personal and professional life. Now, this is a big one, right? Maintaining a work-life balance can be very, very challenging for actors, especially when jobs require long hours. Maybe there's a lot of travel involved or time away from family and friends. A lot of actors lose touch with their personal lives, or they neglect really, really important relationships for their life. And that is an ongoing situation that I see a lot of actors having. And I'm not sure I have a perfect solution to that, but that work-life balance is sometimes something that you have to really insist on. And I will also say this, there are other times when it's really important just to keep showing up to those acting jobs, because as I've said before, work begets work. So sometimes the travel, sometimes the grind of being an actor temporarily might just overcome the longer fear that you are not really enjoying the benefits that all of life has to offer. It might just be an ongoing sliding scale of what the best choice is for you in every given situation. Okay, let's move on from there on some of the actors' biggest fears that I've heard of, and I've experienced a lot on my own. The next one, lack of recognition. You know what? Despite putting in hard work and dedication, some actors fear not receiving the recognition they believe they deserve. This can include not being nominated for awards or overlooked for really important or significant roles, or just the mere struggle to gain visibility in the industry. That's a fear. In other words, if I'm putting all of this work, if I am dedicating myself fully and completely to what it is to be a professional actor, with what it is to be a professional actor, then I kind of think that there should be expectation of a reward. And that is not really healthy thinking. You can't apply the same logic that you would when you are, let's say, in medical school training to be a doctor. Eventually, there's a really good chance that you're going to be successful and financially well off if you just power through, learn everything there is to learn about being a doctor, and then start applying what you've learned in your work. That's logical, right? That has a logical sequence to it. But you can't apply that same rule to actors. A lot of actors feel that they're only as good as their last role. That's so hard, right? That's so challenging. If you can embrace the journey that you are on and the struggles that you face, I think that there's value in not necessarily feeling victimized by the choice of being an actor. Just because you're perhaps not recognized the way that you should be, that doesn't make it wrong. That doesn't make it bad. That just makes it what it is. Okay, I'm on a tear. Let's move on from there. Physical and mental demands. Now, acting often requires performers to push themselves physically and emotionally when it can be just exhausting and draining. So many times actors have a fear of burnout, of not being able to handle the demands of the profession. That is really quite common and something that needs to be taken a look at. Taking care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally, really giving yourself opportunities away to rejuvenate, to recharge your battery, those are all very important things to consider. So if you find that you've exhausted yourself in the struggle of being an actor, perhaps it's time to take a look and say, what are the best options for me right now to pull back, to take a breather, to refocus my choices, to perhaps think about a makeover or whatever it might be. But really being not self-critical, but self-evaluating is key. Let's move on. Another fear, I think this is really common. This was certainly my issue a lot early on as an actor, and that is financial concerns. Especially, like I said, when starting out, actors may worry about making enough money to support themselves, or sometimes there's a fear of being taken advantage of financially by very unscrupulous individuals or talent agencies, for example. There are a lot of creepy managers that are out there, and there's just this overwhelming fear that you might be taken advantage of. Because you're a sensitive, creative person, you might not have all of the inside scoop on some of these people in the business. And that can be very fear-inspiring. That can be very fearful in a lot of ways. So I think it's of value to make sure you have a good support group. People that you can talk to, whether it's fellow actors, people you went to school with, maybe it's you have a good relationship with an agent or maybe a casting director, any of those people that you can rely on and trust, that becomes a really excellent way for you to be able to vent some of these fears. Now, listen, navigating these fears is an essential part of an actor's journey. It just happens to be part of the ride you are on. Many find ways to overcome them through, I know these might just seem like words, but perseverance, self-care, support from mentors or peers. Those are all absolutely useful tools that you can have in your toolkit. So I think it's important to identify where your fears are. I think there's value in being able to really be clear about what is keeping you from the full expression of your talent, from the full value of you in an audition. Are you taking care of yourself? Are you at the best mental, emotional, and physical place that you can be? Take your own temperature. You don't have to do it all the time. Just occasionally, just when you think that there's something that should be addressed. This is not about being hard on yourself, quite the contrary. This is about knowing when you can embrace your fears, when you can understand that fear is just false evidence appearing real. I hope to see you next time. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. This is Casting Actors Cast.
Please don't forget to review, like, and share Casting Actors Cast wherever you get your podcast videos. Thanks. I'm Megan Grace Martinez.